Blog Talk Radio.
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? What's another edition of Sin City Radio? This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. And guess what? We are back. Well, that's right, baby. We back. We back. Sin City Live. You know how we going to do it. We finna have some motherfucking fun. Sin City Radio, live in effect. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
We chilling. We chilling. Look at Stowe. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's
Oh. Hey. That's right. We went through a little hiatus, but y'all, we back now. We back, we live, we doing our damn thing. Y'all know how we do it, Sin City Radio. We finna wild the fuck out. New season. You know, everybody started a new season in September. Sons of Anarchy, motherfucking Boardwalk Empire, and Sin City. New season, new shit. We finna have some motherfucking fun. Let's get into this bitch. How y'all feeling tonight?
I'm good. You good?
You good, Janine?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. That's why. All right. Come on, baby. You got to make me feel. I got to feel a love.
Hey, she just asked me. You if you was good, I thought she was asking you if you was good. I'm so sorry.
Shit.
Are y'all good? Everybody's
good. Are we all good? Hey, just think. Motherfucker was almost distinct, y'all. I was going through a thing, shit. I was wondering, was it really worth it? But, at the end of the day, yeah. Sin City gonna live forever.
Yeah. As we.
And, we may have a special guest tomorrow night. Not tonight, but tomorrow night. We may have a special guest. You know what I'm saying? So we can kick back and have some fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we do at Sin City. But tonight, it's all about us. So now, check this out. With no further ado, you know how we get it started, man. I have to ask a hot topic. And it's a topic that, Janine, you brought up before. You brought this topic up before. Now, check this out. You're fucking around with a motherfucker. You fuck around with a motherfucker and you find out that he's crazy, deranged. But then he fucked around and put his motherfucking hands on you, blacked your eye. Oh. What the fuck do you do when you go back home? Now, you know this motherfucker, he's probably certified trying to kill your ass. He's fucked up. He on your ass. You tell your dude, or do you just keep it a secret?
Oh, so you don't actually live with this guy. This is somebody you was messing around with.
Yeah, this motherfucker you creeping with, but he just been got fucking retarded. Now, Jazeen, I do believe you've been through this situation before.
Well, he ain't black my eye. We ain't gonna go that far.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you fuck around with that deranged motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, when they get to stalking and stuff, but I mean, how can you go home and, I mean, what do you say? What you got a black eye for? When they, you know, of course your guy's gonna ask you, what the fuck happened to you? Shit, you looking crazy. So I don't know. I mean, knowing me, I probably would confess, because I'd be so pissed. I probably would just say it, just come out my mouth. This motherfucker hit me in my eyes, shit.
Man, you know what? All right, before I even say anything, liquor store. I mean, this motherfucker, he on your ass. He on your ass. I mean, shit. I mean, you know, if you tell your man can handle this, but at the same time, shit.
Now I got two black eyes.
Yeah.
I'm cool. You know what, baby? Shit, I ran into the motherfucking man. You ain't gonna believe this shit. I was trying to get out the car. You know what I'm saying? And hit my eye on the goddamn door. Now, I will tell my brother or my cousin or my uncle or somebody. But I'm not finna tell my dude, because now, like I said, I got two black eyes and a bloody lip. I'm sure.
I mean, I think at that moment, I think he would be upset and pissed that you was messing around with another guy. But I think the other guy having the nerve to actually put his hands on you, on her, I don't know. Would you think that would, like, overpower his feelings and, like, we would deal with this shit later between me and
you? Know what?
I
had all day to think about this because I seen this shit and I'm like, okay, I got to bring this up. Now, as a man, I know, you know what I'm saying, I'm on 10. You finna ask me to protect you from a nigga that you fucking? Man, look here. Yeah. I'm gonna be real with you. I gotta have some serious. My love gotta be deep. My love gotta be deep for you to. And then at the same time, because I know I'm like, okay, us as men, we're territorial. I will admit that we're territorial. We're the type that you know. Because we know how other men talk. Again, now I smack that bitch. Yeah, I sit that bitch home with a black eye. Now he over there nursing her. You know, that's your mind frame. Oh, this motherfucker trying to bitch me.
Mm-hmm.
So as a man, and I know a lot of motherfuckers, I wish I hope I get some fellas to call in. But as a man, I would have to go whoop this nigga's ass. I got to go whoop his ass. I do. I got to whoop his ass. Now, you're not getting off that hook that easy. Cause I'm going to tell you, a newer asshole. But then at the same time, we also got to thought process. What if she fuck around and go back to this nigga? I done did all this and she go back to him? Then I'm about to kill both of y'all. But as a man,
I think you would know who you should and shouldn't fight for, too. If this somebody that you know what I mean, y'all wasn't really like that no way.
If you was somebody I was just hitting, I mean, we wasn't doing nothing serious. You know, I ain't had no feelings for you other than sexual. Damn shit, nigga, go get your brother. But, nah, I mean, if I'm sitting there and I'm telling you I love you and, you know, you telling me you love me and, you know, cause, like I said, I know how men act. I ain't never been put in a situation like that, but... Shit, you know, like, shit, I'm going to tell you like this. I know I done it. I know I done had it done to me. I know I done sent the motherfucker home to they man with a wet ass. And I know motherfucker done sent mine home to me with a wet ass. So, I mean, the actually hear about it, to hear about it, like, yeah. Like, damn, he hit you in the eye. What the fuck? You fucking this nigga? You know, you can't sit there and be like, nah, I didn't give him none. This nigga hit you and you ain't gave him none. Motherfucker, your conversation ain't that strong.
Baby, that's why he hit me, because, you know what I'm saying, he wanted me to, but I was like, nah, I got a man. So he hit me.
Or you could say y'all got into it at the club or something.
No.
No, that's possible. Y'all done got into a big fight. A big fight broke out, and that motherfucker hit you.
Nah, that's not working.
Nah, baby, he was talking shit about you, right? So I was defending your honor, right? And then that nigga hit me.
That ain't working either. Because, I mean, at some point, y'all do know this motherfucker going to open his mouth, right?
But I ain't going to be there at that moment.
Really?
And then you don't believe. You don't believe the nigga that hit me, or you don't believe me. Baby, you, now you know I, baby, you don't believe that.
Yeah, they gonna believe it, or they might not believe it completely. They gonna think it in the back of their mind the whole time, even if you keep saying you haven't.
All right, well, check this out, man. We finna have a little fun tonight. Y'all know me. Y'all know I'm a jackass by trade, so I'm finna have a little fun tonight. I'm probably going to start a fight with this one, but y'all hold on one second. Let's just see this. I'm dialing. Come on, damn it.
Hello.
Quay.
This is not Quay.
What Quay at? Man, come on now. You know who this is. What Quay at? I'm calling from the show. He told me to call him on the show.
Well, he's not here.
God damn it. Tell him I said call me.
Okay.
All right. Damn. I sure wanted to get him. This motherfucker done gave me the wrong number. Okay, I see what happened, y'all. I fucked up. I called the house. No, we ain't gonna call him back. Alright, you know what? We gonna call the old school motherfucker. We gonna have some fun tonight. We finna call people. If y'all got a number that y'all want me to call, y'all need to let me know.
On this
I'm
topic.
Call. Yeah, shit. We call the motherfuckers tonight. Hold on, y'all bear with me tonight. Bear with me. I'm just trying to have a little fun. We gonna call. I'm gonna call the motherfucker. Now, y'all bear with me. He's an old school motherfucker. When I say he old school, he's old school. Old school. I'm just saying, he old school cat. And he, you know, see, I might take him a second even answer the goddamn phone.
Let me go through my damn
kind
collector.
You have reached the voicemail box of 219781269 7.
I guess I shouldn't let his number out there, huh?
I was just about to say.
Well, man, I'm trying to find some people, man. I want to know what a motherfucker think. I want to hear some fellas' point of view. Because, I mean, my whole thing is, shit, I mean, come on, nah. Motherfucker didn't, I mean, he didn't dot your girl eye.
Okay, so what if we don't tell you? So what if we don't tell you? We make up a lie. And, I mean, would you believe that?
Hell no, I ain't believing it.
So either
way. I mean, seriously, what lie can you make up to me that I'm going to believe?
I mean, you can say we got to a fight with another girl. It don't have to be no guy.
Like, you let this bitch whoop your ass like that?
Now we gotta hear that. That's what we gonna have to hear.
Yeah, you better not never talk no. I just like us talking shit after we done got our ass whooped.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, up any story, you we can always say, you know, oh, she only got me one good time. You know how people do.
Yeah, fuck that. See, he the type of motherfucker that would call right back. I guess some of those dudes want to talk about this, huh?
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 317397.
I guess, and don't no dudes want to talk about this. That or everybody scared thinking that this is a motherfucking bill collector.
I'm sure.
Ooh, at this hour. Oh, my goodness.
Pick up the phone, people.
Right. I'm sure I would love to hear from a male's point of view on this. I really do, because, I mean, man, do I want to protect you?
I mean, listen, what if you came in with a black eye, you wouldn't want us to be, you let that motherfucker beat the shit out of you? Y'all would be ready to fight us.
Right.
You said something like that.
I mean, okay, but now at the same time, if I came in with a black eye, that's because I probably got hit by a dude.
Okay,
I'm not going to come in with a... I can't come in with a black... Okay, I come in with a black eye because a girl did it to me?
Well, I'm a girl. That's different if I'm fighting another girl.
No.
I don't want to degrade me. That's just like, okay, you just got beat up by a dude. You would want your woman walking around
okay.
there looking at you like, oh, sorry. All right,
so now, okay.
His ass
what
not,
happened?
He better not say shit to me. I wish he'd say anything.
Okay, now what happens? What happens when a motherfucker be like, "Hey, man, shit, you, man, what's up with your girl? I heard that nigga Ed knocked the shit out your girl, dog. What the fuck was that about?" Now you didn't tell me it was a dude. I mean, you was fighting another girl, and I find out it was a dude that hit you.
Okay.
So what you gonna tell me then?
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, now you about to get hit in your other eye.
See, I was trying to avoid that.
Leave somebody off the street.
Okay, let's just put it. You know, you are so great at just switching the whole scenario around. That ain't the motherfucking scenario. The scenario is you got hit by a dude.
I know I got hit by a dude. You asked us what we would do. I'm just giving you different scenarios on what some women might do. Some might tell, some might not.
Okay. Hold on now.
Okay, yeah. So what if it is the case? What if it is the case where, like I said, you know what I'm saying? He was trying
to... Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. We got a new caller. What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Hey. Barely.
Let me
see. Ms. Sexy.
Yeah, I miss y'all.
Oh, shit. We miss y'all, too. Well, I miss you, too, shit.
For y'all.
What's going down?
Nothing, just listening.
Okay. All right, what's your take on it?
Normally, if I'm about to fight a female, I'm calling my dude. He's on the phone, so he already know. Like, this bitch this and this bitch that. So if I come in the house with a black eye, he gonna know why you ain't call me first. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to say a kid hit me or something. I'm not saying another nigga.
Right. I'm just saying this is not believable. It's not believable to me.
Lie about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to say another nigga hit me. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not. Because then, But I'll be doing everything in my power to him. To get him back for hitting me.
Okay, but like I said, now you didn't lie to me. Now, all right, now follow me with this. You didn't lie to me, and the truth comes out. Like I said, the truth comes out, and it's like, shit. Before you even answer. I really got to find a fella's point of view on this. What's up, dog?
What up, what?
What you doing, man?
Yeah, man, this got to stop my nigga house and then go around to my sister's house. Chill out up here for me and my friend. What's next?
Okay, man, I'm calling you from the show, man. I got you on the show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody say what's up to my man, J. Dib.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello. What's up? All right. What's up,
everybody? Check this out, Jay. I need a male's point of view on this, man. You listening to me?
I'm listening to you, man.
All right, man. Check this out. You're fucking around with a female, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, man. She done fucked around with another nigga. She done fucked around another nigga. You ain't know nothing about it. But the other nigga whooped her ass. And she come home, to you bruised the fuck up. You ask her, what the fuck just happened? And she tell you, dude whooped her ass. The other nigga whooped her ass. Beat the fuck out of her. What do you do?
That's an ass whooping well deserved. You do nothing. If she ain't learned her lesson from that ass whooping, you ain't got to worry about that next one. I ain't got to do nothing on that one. You just get you back on the right track, because if he ain't not your ass on the right track, I am. Good to go. That's just, man. That's just. In the street, anyway you talk about it, that's just.
All right, so now, let me ask you this, dog. Let me ask you this. Now, this motherfucker walking around telling everybody he didn't beat your bitch ass.
Uh-huh.
You know, now, do you know how the streets talk? Can you walk past that man and not say nothing?
I'm going to say, it depends on if I decide to keep it. If I decide to keep it, it's going to be a whole different story. He going to shut his damn mouth. Now, if I decide to get rid of this shit, I'll be talking with him. I'll get a drink. Yeah, you have to whoop that bitch ass. I whoop the bitch ass my goddamn self. Yeah, yeah. If he did something, I would have did. I'd have got it out the way.
Right, so now, let's just say you decide to keep her. You decide to keep her, and... This motherfucker just getting reckless. He just around here talking reckless. You gonna handle
well, I'm gonna have to whoop his ass like he whooped her ass and let her know how the ass whooping trio just happened all because of her. I'm gonna have to whoop his ass. That's how it just happened. And the three way ass whooping just went down. You done whooped her ass and now I done whooped his ass. All
right, so I mean it pretty much on how much you like this chick or love this chick.
That's what it's going to be. If you my wife, we going to deal with whatever we got to deal with. Ain't nobody saying shit. If you some random out the goddamn street, then you got what you deserved, and even the white guy what you deserve at the same time. Shit, I ain't tripping. Do what you do. Keep it moving. Keep pushing, but shit, don't come back to me after that nigga crack you upside your head.
All right, Jay. Now, let me ask you. This your wife, but she lied to you and say that she got into a fight with a motherfucker in the club or something.
Well, we about to find some divorce papers, so you want the fucking line, huh?
No, hold on, dog. Now, let's just say she say she got into a fight in the club. Now, let's just say I was in the club. I was in the club, and I'm like, Jay, old boy, dude, hit your motherfucking woman. Now, you find out that she lying, that she done lied to you. Is all bets off for protecting her?
You lied to me. You told me you got hit in the club, and you really got hit by the dude? Yes, it is, because who the fuck are you defending? Who the hell are you really protecting?
No.
Good point.
You
good
and
point,
Jay.
Good point.
Because I don't want you to kick my ass, too.
That's exactly. Hey, let me tell you something. If you in the motherfucking moving around business, just like people in the street, you got to accept certain things that come with the game. Now, you know you cheating, you fuck with a nigga that whooped your ass on one side, expect the ass whooping on the next side. You shouldn't expect nothing less than a good ass whooping for you doing all the shit you're doing. Now, that's too much lying. That's too much bullshit. If you talking about being somebody, you might as well be single. Say fuck it. Then you can get your ass whooped from anybody you meet. Everybody, you mean, you just an ass with type of woman. See, everybody want to whoop your ass.
Jay, I like that answer. I like that last answer. That was a good answer.
Yeah.
And you argue a lot, but that was a good motherfucking answer.
Yeah, you get the truth. Yeah, you like it or not?
All right. Let me ask Sexy. Sexy, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still low.
Nigga, I ain't calling you sexy. You know there's no way in hell I'm going to ever call you sexy.
Oh, wow.
We going to talk about what? Hold on, let me make sure I hear a lot of ladies hollering, so it must be something real good. And I can't hear what it is.
You some bitch, I never called you sexy. Don't you ever ask me if I say sexy again.
No, I'm trying to hear what the hell you're saying. First of all, shit.
Okay.
I just hear them screaming out loud. I didn't know what the hell was said. I said, damn, what was this topic about? Can we change the topic? I know ass was going to make that people that much excited.
Oh, Lord, y'all. I deal with this motherfucker every day, y'all. This has been his everyday routine. This is every day.
Wow.
All right, now I'm talking. Now, it's a lady on here named Sexy, dog. Her name is Sexy.
Okay.
That's who I was.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm good. What was you saying now, Cass?
I don't know. Shit, he done made me forget. Talking about something. Oh, I'm
dead. Yeah,
I'm here. That's just like a motherfucker named Delicious. He called you Delicious.
Hell no. Yeah, I ain't here. Shit.
Okay. Sexy. Now.
Yes.
You done told his lie, and you done got caught in his lie. What do you do?
I'm sticking to my lie. I ain't getting caught.
That's a true woman right there, huh? You old school woman, boy, with that one. You gonna stick to that lie. That's good.
Okay.
You better be able to cover that ass when you stick to that lie.
Zadine, same thing. Zadine, the same thing to you.
I already said what I already know me. I'm going to be so mad, I'm going to just tell the truth. I'm going to take what I get.
That's right. You take your ass and get over with. That's like back in the kids. Get your ass and over with.
Let me heal first. Hey. Then you get your lady here. But let's go whip this motherfucker ass together first. Then let me heal. Then we'll discuss that.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I'll bullshit not, Jay. I'm not bullshitting you, man. I got to really love this motherfucker to just be like, okay. Man, but I swear to God, man, you better suck my dick and make business from scratch every motherfucking day. Because I'm not, I swear to God, you better not get talking jazzy to me. I done had to go whoop a nigga ass because you done fucked up. Oh, Lord.
Man, shit, if next time she fuck up, I'm going to break him in the goddamn house and move out.
Okay, Jay.
You're going to be there when you get home.
Jay, let's flip it. Let's go vice versa. Now, you know how these females are. They want to get all wild and ignorant and scratch you. Now, let's just say the bitch just scratched your face up. She just scratched your face up massive. I mean, mm-hmm. shit, to the point. You can't even lie about it. You know, you come home. I mean, the same thing. Would you tell your old lady, hey, I got into a fight with a nigga or...
Hell yeah, with a tiger. I got in a fight with a damn tiger yesterday, baby. I'm telling you, the motherfucker was strong to you. I shouldn't have walked past that museum that night. You know that museum on 38th Street. Baby, look, we need to go. You just had it for outside. I'm like, man, shit. Hey, fuck that. I ain't going out like that. I ain't even coming home, shit. I'm out of town. It ain't heal up. So we had a much few job situation, shit. I gotta go. Fuck that. Let me get back away.
This boy's a jackass by nature, not by trade. He's just by nature, jackass. All right, ladies. Now, let me ask y'all. Now, I'm going to start with Liquor Store. Liquor Store, your man come in, face scratched the fuck up. Now, let's just say we're going to play devil's advocate and say, he told you this bitch scratched his face up. I mean, she fucked him up. What you going to do?
Well... I gotta go with Ty. If I decide that, you know what I'm saying, I love you, so we gonna work this shit out. I'm finna go whoop her motherfucking ass, but me and you, oh, we gonna go down to it too.
Yeah, y'all gonna go down right to the bedroom, making up. It don't sound like you wanna whoop his ass. It sounds like you wanna beat a bitch ass and then just fuck him and say, "This is my dick. This is my man."
You about right.
You ain't gonna whoop nobody ass. You don't say I ain't whoop nobody ass.
I mean, no, but I'm gonna.
You gonna whoop that bitch ass, but you ain't whoop your nigga ass. You been rubbing his seat, Thompson. That bitch tried to come between our relationship. I killed that hoe. Ooh, I could have killed that bitch.
Stop. Oh, my goodness. Nigga, do you know me?
Well, when you say things like that, you make me feel like I know something.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm gonna go sexy. What about you? This nigga didn't,
well,
I mean, his face scarred the fuck up. Bitch fucked him up.
And you know, we don't investigate. We want to know the whole truth. So why, when, how you know her. I'm getting you. I'm getting you. I am.
Oh, man. You sound like that out. Woman who hit Al Green with that damn pot of grit. You going to get him, all right. In his sleep.
I'm like, oh,
the nigga gone at night.
Like, oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to sleep. I see his breath tomorrow.
You going to get me, but this, you ain't going to go touch this bitch.
Why did she do it?
Well, I'm going to keep it real. On some cases, I would say, fuck that bitch. I mean, she did it, but at the same time, it ain't her fault. You know, this nigga know better. And when you know better, you should do better. And that's the motherfucker I attack.
That's right.
Jay. Jay.
Everything else emotional. Everything else be out of emotion.
Jay.
Emotional.
Jay, what do I usually tell you? Jay, when you get to talking, what do I usually tell you?
Man, the good and bad and ugly. But, you know, we're working on it in life. We're working on it in life.
See, this is a jackass. Like I'm telling y'all, he's a jackass by nature, not by trade. He didn't just learn this. He was born this way. But really though, now sexy, you ain't gonna. But now the bitch walking around talking about, yeah, I fucked her nigga up. Now y'all at the mall, she telling motherfuckers, yeah, I fucked her nigga up. You ain't gonna say shit to her.
No, at that point she's saying something to me, so I can whoop her ass on that issue. But for what you telling me, that's between me and you. But if she on another level and she coming to me telling me all the shit she doing, she getting hit in the motherfucking mouth. That's the end. You know, that's all to it. You getting yours. You definitely getting yours twice.
That's right, girl. That's how you handle that shit.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. All right, now, Janine.
Yeah.
I come in, I'm fucked up. I'm scratched up. I'll tell you what this bitch done did.
You mean going to fight?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go over there and show her you don't be touching, doing no shit like that. You only fight with me. My thing is, and shit, if you fucking around or whatever, just stay in your place. You don't be fighting no, sometimes I feel like that she might have did shit on purpose. Shit, just to show the woman. Oh, see, true. You know, he got somebody else. They do shit like that, scratch your back up, shit like that, just to, so when you get home, we can see the shit.
Yeah.
Okay, now you know what? Not to steer from the conversation, but now I was told when I was young, boy, if you got scratches on your back, that's the mark that you a good lover. That's what I was told.
Mm.
Now,
I mean, that's true. But
mm-hmm. I think it's true too.
When you have, depending on the type of scratches, most women, their nails are not, not that sharp where they should be cutting your skin. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
True.
Hey, don't be scratching on my back.
We're talking about scratches on the face. We're talking about she got mad at her for whatever reason, and she scratched his face up. Yeah,
that's my
advice.
All
right,
I know you may not. Well, some men do. They don't care here. But some men don't feel like they should fight women or whatever. So depending on, you know, how you feel and what you want me to do, I'm going to go over there and beat the shit out of her. And if I see her tomorrow, I'm going to push the bitch down the escalator, too.
I'm going to push the bitch down the escalator.
Hell yeah.
Every time I see that bitch, she's going to be running.
Okay. I ain't mad at that one either.
So just in case she was like, damn, the dick is good, she trying to come back. Nuh-uh, bitch. Get the shit out there, bitch.
I
know. She ain't going to come in your vicinity anymore.
Yeah, exactly, because she's going to be better than me.
There you go,
huh? God damn, y'all some hard ass motherfuckers, boy. I ain't mad though.
I mean, but I'm saying, are you going to okay? She didn't start talking to you. You done came home and told me about it.
What, man? What'd you say now?
I said, she done scratched your face up. You done came home and told me about it. I don't want to whoop her ass. You finna fuck with this bitch again or any other bitch?
I mean, seeing you whoop a bitch ass might be a turn on for me.
That's not what I asked you. You gonna be turned on to me, but you better not go back and fuck this bro no more.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a turn on. I mean, you go whoop a bitch ass for me. And I see you whoop her ass, pull up out them clothes, and I see titties and all that shit. Come on, girl, let's go on home.
Wow.
Yeah, so you get my bath water ready. That's what you're going to be. So you still not out the water. I mean, you still got stuff to do. I mean, I ain't going to try to fight you or no shit like that. You know, you got to rub some feet. You got to cook me breakfast, make my bath water. You got to do all that shit.
Okay, I got you on that.
Mm-mm.
But then, I mean, just a simple fact, can I just bring up, damn, baby, you was whooping her ass. Can I bring that up?
I'll be like, she was whooping your ass. That's why you got all them goddamn scratches.
Okay,
no,
okay. You know, I can't.
Damn.
And, you know, we can't withhold the sex. You know, that's not an option.
No, it really isn't.
You know what?
I don't care how
bad
I am. We can't hold sex.
You know what? I commend you, lady. Because a lot of you ladies do that. Y'all be like, you punk motherfucker. And be like, you know what I'm saying? Be like, well, fuck it. Go and give me some of this dick anyway. Now, a man be like, his pride be too motherfucking hurt. Bitch, I ain't fucking you, you hoe. Yo. You know what I'm saying? I will give y'all that. I mean, motherfucker be like, you You ain't shit, you dirty dick bitch. You ain't shit. Give me some. Okay. I will commend y'all on that. I do. Nah. Everybody except Jay, he don't care. He can still get to you.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to take it.
What you say? She got one leg. No.
What?
I don't know what the hell Jay talking about,
y'all. I'm just fucking with you. You know I'm in my own way. Y'all heard me just give them damn switch.
If everybody know, our new intro, that's the new intro that we got going on, that's my man J Deal. He be putting it down with that shit too. Collision Records.
Okay, I was wondering who that was. Okay.
Yeah, that's my man Jay. He's old Danny Boy singing ass motherfucker, but that's my guy.
You know, I'm not going to lie. When the first time you played it, I was like, is that some new R. Kelly or some shit? That's what it sounded like to me.
Goddamn, Jay. So you sound like that new R. Kelly.
Appreciate the love, girl. I got the most for you. We
this motherfucker worse than Jay-Z in the lab. He's a perfectionist.
Mm-mm.
So maybe one day we get the songs. We waiting on him is like waiting on the Detox album.
Hey, that's right. But when you get it, girl, it'll be all good.
Well, Jay, like I said, nigga, you know you got much love here on Sin City.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I appreciate the love. I'm gone here, you know what I mean? Get into my goddamn, night.
All right, brother. Man,
before I leave your show, I appreciate love and stuff, you know what I mean? I'm gonna leave the ladies with a little song, okay? Can I leave the ladies with a little show?
You absolutely can.
Okay. I'm going to give y'all just a little sample, ain't a lot, okay? You ready? Here we go. Girl, you ain't never heard no song like this. Come on that dick when a nigga say, come on this dick. You ain't never heard no baby making music like this. Come on this dick, girl. Come on this dick. Girl, you ain't never heard no song like this. Come on this stick. Come on this stick, girl. You ain't never heard no baby making music like this. Come on this stick. Come on this stick. That's just a little song, so. Nah,
I can't have no babies, but I will have one tonight.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
That was good.
Hey, nigga, like I say, man, you know how we do it, man. Collision Records, y'all.
Yeah.
Like I say, be looking out for my man, J.D.
And shows and some other things to come, okay? All right, man, I'm signing out, Cass. I'll get with you.
All right, brother.
All right. One love.
Peace. Man, I knew I was singing. That motherfucker said, come on this dick. Come on this dick. And motherfuckers like that shit. If I knew how to sing, boy, I'd be like, suck my dick. And just, yes. Okay, damn.
Why, yes, I will.
Right.
Oh,
and you know the crazy part about it? And before I gotta say this tonight. R.I.P. to my dad, Zachary S. Scott Sr. You know what I'm saying? Today would be his 59th birthday. You know, I know you're in heaven. I know you're looking down on your baby boy, and I'm doing the damn thing. But
what the S stand for?
None of your business. None of your business. But this dude could sing his ass off. My old man could sing. He would, this dude used to sit down, and when I was a kid, you know, one of the good memories, when I was a kid, he would sit down and he would write songs, and he would be like, Joey, listen to this song. But his voice was twice as deep as mine. But he would sing like in his, like, anybody remember Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was singing that type of pitch, and I'd be like, damn, he sounds just like this motherfucker. So I'm like, damn, how the hell I didn't inherit that? But
I
got to say one thing.
You can sing, or you really can't sing? Like, because some people, you
know
what I mean?
You know,
like,
what? Honestly, I've never tried. But I do got to thank Pops. You might not bless me with the voice, but you did give me something else. I thank you.
And what is that?
Come on this dick. Come on this dick. Yes, yes.
I thought I was just going to play one of them things. That's why I said
no, but seriously, I mean, I'm like, man, if I could sing, nigga, I'd be the total package. I'd be like, shit, come on. Girl, let me sing. Because I'm like, damn, I couldn't stand that shit when we was young. Them motherfuckers. But all the gay motherfuckers knew how to sing when we was little. That's why I think a lot of these singers right now is gay. I mean, come on, y'all. Y'all knew all the gay motherfuckers knew how to sing. You had a couple of thug niggas that could harmonize.
I
knew
some dudes
that
was gay that could sing.
Huh?
Oh, no. I said I knew some guys that wasn't gay who could sing.
Yeah, you had a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You had a couple that could harmonize.
I heard some rap songs didn't sound too right either. Put my dick in your mouth, fool. What?
You know what?
Wow.
You know what? I'm not bullshitting. Hold on, y'all. Not bullshitting. Dr. Dre is a fag. I'm sorry. I know I'm probably going to, if I ever get, when I ain't going to say if, when we get to Sirius Radio, and he probably never do this show, but, I mean, if y'all ever listen to that, yeah. What do you say, got teeth in your mouth so my dick's got to fit? Wait a minute, huh? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the fuck is you talking about? Why is you inviting this man to suck your dick?
You know what? I got to say, though, when he did I Need a Doctor, I really did start thinking. Like, that song was just a little bit, and then was just a little bit too, you know what I'm saying, emotional on that motherfucking song. Like,
now, I didn't think that about that. But now, DJ Quick, he said, I never had my dick sucked by a man before.
Yes, he sure
right,
is.
Right, but why is you inviting this man to your dick?
Right.
Right before, and then he said, right before I done, I'm going to shoot some piss in your face. Wait a minute, he's been on your dick too long.
You are stupid. I was just listening to that song like the other day too. That's crazy.
Now and hold on, and I know y'all know I'm like the biggest Ice Cube fan, but he did that song with Too Short. He said last night she sucked my dick. Now she's fucking Lil Man. Won't he come suck my dick and let's cut out the middle man? Huh?
No, he didn't.
Wait a minute, Q. Huh?
No, not Ice Cube. No. That thought is not coming in my head. I'm not going there.
I'm like the biggest Ice Cube fan. But I was like, wait, huh? Wait a minute. What the fuck?
We just missing some words. That's all. Mm-mm.
You say what?
Just missing some words, that's all.
No, I rewind that song like five times. Make sure that's what he said.
But you
say,
that's what he said, for sure.
No, he didn't.
Right, because I know I done sung that verse like probably a million times. But I said in the verse, I was like, well, she sucked my dick and just cut out the middle man. And it kind of like, well, That don't make no sense what he said. Well, she already sucking his dick. What the huh? So I said, let me listen to this again. And it's not she, it's he. Well, why don't he suck my dick and let's cut out the middleman? Wow. Okay. Yeah, you know, and I done sung that Dre there a million times. Got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit. Wait a minute, with my nuts on your tonsils. Huh? Wait a minute. Huh?
That should sound good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should sound good if it's a woman and man, but he was talking to Uncle Luke.
And Quick was talking to
MCA. And Quick was talking to MCA. Mm-hmm.
And y'all was just rapping and singing.
Right. We
didn't even
man,
know
where the Raiders
what
on.
Talking. Okay, you know what? Let's just, them was all disses. That's what that was. They was dissing.
Yeah. I mean, I understand
they,
that,
they was
but I mean.
Everybody else some punks, and that's all they meant. That's it. Let's just cut it off. But still. I feel you.
I don't know. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I never heard Easy. Well, yeah, he did. He said you want. He did say both of y'all could come suck my doggy dick. So, man, what the fuck was we rapping about back then?
But that's just like somebody saying kiss my ass. You don't really mean for that person to, if it's a man or, like in my case, if I tell a woman to kiss my ass, I don't mean for her to really come kiss my ass.
I understand that, but now let's fast forward a little bit. DMX then made several songs talking about sucking his dick.
Oh well, that's different.
You say what? That's a different.
No, I thought that about him anyways, just by some other just actions, but.
Well, cause he like shit. I mean, he didn't. All your mans, tell all you and your mans, y'all could just suck my dick. What? Wait a minute.
What's
you didn't want to shoot
if
him?
If you was shooting, you was upset.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think
if
it was
you
just
saying,
publicity.
Yeah, if you angry and you upset with another nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, fuck you, bitch. You can suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? That just, I mean, you know you don't mean it, and you know you're not inviting that man to suck your dick, but you say it out of anger. You say it out of, you know what I'm saying, call him a bitch. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, it was performing.
You know, and even when we were younger, I never recalled ever telling another guy suck my dick.
Oh.
Now, I could be mad at a female. I'd be like, bitch, suck my dick. Nah, nigga, suck my dick. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh,
yes,
no,
he might
no.
take you up on that offer.
Right. He might
exactly.
take you up on the offer.
Like, did he say that? What did he just say?
Right. I've been waiting on you to say that
like,
for 6 years.
Now you know you
got to
beat that soft-ass
niggas,
but that's what
that is.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I'm not that man. No.
Then it's fighting words. That's why they said it. That's how that is.
Just saying, man. I mean, there's a lot of these motherfuckers. They were saying some shit back then. I mean, it was like, damn. I never heard Nas say suck his dick. Never told Jay-Z to suck his dick. Jay-Z never told. I mean, I'm just saying, West Coast rappers, shit. I'm a West Coast fan. I love West Coast rap, but shit. I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to go with a little bit of the new school shit now. I don't know if I'm going to sing them old school verses no more.
I don't know, because even in movies they did it, but I think it was just, you know, entertainment. I don't think it was really, really true, you know. Because even in, Boys in the Hood, when Ice Cube told, what's his name, to, he'd give him something to suck on when he was sucking on that pacifier. You really think he meant that? That was acting. Just like the music.
I understand
music.
That. Now, I understand the joking part of it. I mean, you know, oh,
yeah.
Nigga, you sucking on that motherfucker like you sucking on something, huh? All right, I understand that. But if you beefing with a motherfucker, the first words come out your mouth is suck my dick?
Well, I guess if they, shit, that's when you really tell somebody to do it. Bitch, kiss my ass.
Yeah, but we as women, we not going to tell them, you know what, bitch, you can lick my clit. We not going to do that. We not going to do that.
That's why I keep saying kiss my ass, because I'm not saying that because I'm just not. That ain't something
right,
to say.
Because if she get the bat in her eyes at you, like, what you just say? You going to be like, what, huh? Huh?
Well, then everybody in the circle is a little bit turned on.
Right, exactly.
Right, you... And then you got her feeling some kind of way, as the song says.
I really don't want to fight, girl. I really don't want to fight.
Unless you turn around and be like, let me see it. Mm.
Man, I'm just saying, you know, we got people, we got to choose our words a little better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that was back then. Let's hope, you know, they are choosing their words right. I don't listen to that much rap now because it just don't make no sense to me.
Man, I don't even know what they shit.
You ever think they went back after that shit came out, you know what I'm saying, and they was like, wait a minute.
The fuck
I
was saying.
Nigga to fuck my dick.
Right.
Because, you know, now my thing is this, you know, Snoop Dogg used to write all his rhymes back then. So, I mean, did he ever get in the booth like, hey, Snoop, what the hell? What was this verse?
Hey, don't worry about it, baby. It's going to sound good, baby. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Wow.
Snoop Dogg voice, though, not the Snoop Dogg voice.
I'm just saying.
You are
goofy. I guarantee you, when we make it big, boy, ain't nobody coming on my show. Like, fuck him.
No,
fuck him and fuck
you
too.
They got to tell you a thing or two.
Yeah, man. Tell them quick.
Hurt that shit when your ass is underground.
Yeah, I mean, but hell, you can't get mad at me.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
Shit. You the one said it. I didn't.
I was just repeating after you.
Right. I didn't. Hey, if I said anything that was a lie, please tell me. If I said a verse that wasn't right, then, you know what I'm saying? Like DMX. DMX. Oh, y'all could just suck my dick. You know, the beat was so hard, you'd be like, oh, y'all could just suck my dick. Wait a minute, who are you talking about? Please let me be talking about motherfucking Mary J. Blige. Don't be talking about motherfucking Jay-Z. That ain't right.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, I know what y'all really want. Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Okay. I was trying to think, what song is he talking about? But okay, I got you.
And that's the name of the hook. What y'all really want? What y'all really want? Like, what? Wait. Hold on. What you really want, motherfucker? You tell me what you really want first before I get singing this song.
You are silly.
Come on,
nigga. I know you spent all that time in prison. What do you really
right.
want?
Right. He did do a lot of time in jail. And he keep going back.
Right, like, you like it there, huh? That's because they were fucking his dick. No, I just went.
Mm-mm.
He'll never come on the show because of that one.
Oh, my gosh, y'all are crazy.
I'm just saying. All right, you know what? Normally, I do this. I ain't did it in a while, but ladies, anybody got anything they want to get off their chest, anything they want to talk about? You know, hey, open forum. We going to have an open forum now.
I'm still tripping. My man come in with scratches on his face, and he's just going to be selfish and, you know, not even have me join in. You just go selfish fast.
You want to be a part of the fight.
That's not nobody gets like that, huh?
Without me. Selfish bastard. That's what
you'll be called. You just selfish, you son of a bitch. You just selfish.
Janine mad for a whole nother reason. She ain't for
a whole nother
reason.
Well, you know what, Janine? We're gonna go back over there and we gonna dog walk her. We're gonna pin her down. We're gonna do her bad.
In a good way, huh?
Yeah, in a good way. We're going to do her bad.
I'm like, really? That's your ass get for not inviting me.
Exactly.
Your damn ass get. See, if I was there in the first place, none of this shit would be that.
We all have practice.
We supposed to be scratched. Well, damn, how far did you put the dick up in her, huh?
You came all the way, baby. I did. I took it all the way. My goodness.
Well, I do have something to say, though. I am so glad I got a mattress pad with a water protection.
Hmm?
Wow, you got some accidents?
No, because the way I be coming, I felt like I was sleeping in a puddle of cum last night.
Well, I'm super jealous now. Thanks a fucking lot.
Right.
I'm blaming
it about the
shit you live in. That's fucked up. I mean, you know how it's so much. All I had on was a T-shirt. My whole T-shirt was drenched when I woke up this morning. Oh, goodness.
Must be nice.
I know, right?
Took my mind
somewhere else
entirely. Exactly.
Oh, there's nothing like squirting.
Wow.
Everybody like,
you have to have me just go mean mug some motherfucking body. I'm gonna go mug some goddamn body.
I mean, everybody just like, wait a minute. Everybody like, any accident.
I mean, for real.
Everybody got quiet.
Because, see, we can only talk about something we know about shit. If we ain't get no damn dick, we can't talk about it. So she over there squirting and shit, so that means she having fun. I can't relate, so I got to be quiet.
Oh, my goodness.
Like everybody put their phones down and start looking for their toys. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on.
I went and got another dang on beer. I'm like, fuck it, shit.
I'm about to boot up and go knock on some doors. That's fuck,
can you make me squirt or what?
No, what is that? What they say? You gonna make me squirt or nah? I hate that. Hey, I said that just to be a jackass. I hate that fucking saying. You gonna have me do something or nah? No, bitch. Stop asking me that. I can't stand that shit. And I can't, hey, and ladies, I know everybody got kids. I don't know if your kids are, I get texts. You gonna buy me these shoes or nah? Nah. Motherfucker. Thank you for giving me that option. Thank you for giving me that option. Nah. N-A-H. Nah.
My daughter does it, but when she do it, it's so cute. She come up to me, she be like, Mommy, is you mad or not? I mean, but it's cute when she do it because, you know, she don't be talking about nothing. She just come out of the blue. I like
that. I can't stand that shit. I can't, and I'm going to tell you now, I mean, teenagers, that's their thing. I just can't stand when a motherfucking A40 talking about, you going to talk to me or not? No. No. No.
Okay, well, I'm old school. They have to spell out all their words.
Me too.
I'm gonna reply. Oh, that word wasn't spelled right.
I just be like, what?
Hey, you know what? Not ladies. Let me ask y'all this. All y'all are worldly ladies. I mean, y'all, you know, y'all mature. Mm-hmm. Can y'all really take a guy seriously that's texting you like, you know, what up with D ass? You know what I'm saying? Or
wow.
You know, or spell like if he wanna ask you why, well why not? He put why and then not. Motherfucker, you don't know proper English.
Well, I had this guy sent me a message saying, what do I need? And so I said, what do you mean? And he was like, I'm asking you what you need. You need your bills paid? I was like, hell no, I don't need my bills paid. I pay my own bills. I mean, how do you come to somebody like that's your initial conversation?
And he that type of motherfucker be like, yeah, baby. As soon as he get over there, fuck. So that motherfucking SSI check, baby, come here. I got you.
You like a crazy one. Mm-mm-mm.
No, I'm serious. Cause now my thing, all right, ladies, I gotta ask another question. I'm not saying that everybody that who get SSI is crazy, you know, but. Motherfuckers, you might have some motherfuckers with an injury or whatever. But if a nigga only, I mean, if his only income is his SSI, and that's been his only income since he was a kid, what are you thinking? Do you fuck with this dude?
No. Because you said that's his only income. That means you can't even get Social Security. So, no. No. You only getting $780-some a month? No.
Some people like that consistency. Right.
No. What you going to do? Give me, mm-mm. I hate that with a passion. That is so irritating.
But mm-mm. You can tell that they taking all the money because he be looking all crazy and fucked up. That's how she getting is the check for him, but she ain't doing shit for his ass.
You know what, that's bad.
It's this old
that's
man.
That's bad because I got an uncle like that. I'm like, man. No, seriously, I got an uncle like that because it's like, man, you got some shoes you gonna be wearing. Motherfucker, you get a check. Why you ain't got no shoes?
She takes all his money.
Right. And ration the shit out to him.
Yeah.
Here go $200.
This
old man that comes in the store, and I think it is so fucking crazy because he likes one of the chicks that works there, and she's got to be fucking 30 years younger than him. But he comes in the store, I bullshit y'all not, in some long, like, you know, them long black socks, a pair of dress shoes, okay, some basketball shorts, nigga, and a fucking suit blazer.
He get, oh my lord.
And like a baseball cap. This is how he comes in the store all the time, with his blazer, his basketball shorts, the long black socks, dress shoes. And then he don't call her by her right name. He been calling her Latoya. Latoya, her name is not Latoya, but I don't have the heart to tell him. But anyway.
That motherfucker probably got more money than all.
Exactly.
I don't know
what
they got going on. I swear I don't. But he comes in there, he, I'm going to bring LaToya lunch tomorrow. Okay, why are you telling me? Tell LaToya, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. I don't give a fuck. But the shit is hilarious. Because, obviously, I mean, she's got to be telling him something because he comes down there faithfully looking for LaToya. That's not even the girl's name.
It don't sound like he getting that. That sound like he getting Social Security. So he is a keeper.
Girl, okay. With his blazer and his basketball shorts, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
What's the difference between SSI and Social Security? I never knew the difference. Now, what's the difference between SSI?
It's a big difference. Social Security, you're getting that based off your earnings. Now, if you earn something, you're getting it and you get more. SSI is a set amount. You're only getting 702, 789, or whatever the amount is this year. So it's a difference. So SSI, you're getting it off based off a mental or a physical disability. That's it. It used to be alcohol, but now they don't even do that.
What if a motherfucker come and say, God damn it, motherfucker, my SSI can cover the rent?
No, his SSI can't cover my rent, but...
But then they got, what they
going to
do for clothes, and they
got to
eat.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they got to do for clothes.
You didn't pay for no food, nigga.
That's why that nigga is in a fucking suit blazer and some basketball shorts. I'm trying to tell y'all, it is the funniest shit. And then the suit blazer got the nerve to be swag. It's like, oh, my goodness.
He just sound like he old school, though.
Yeah.
But the basketball shorts, though, I mean, not even a pair of, you know, jogging pants, basketball shorts, and a blazer. And I just be wondering.
Well, it ain't the basketball shorts from the early 80s, is it?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
No.
Next time he comes in, I'm snapping a picture. I wish the fight was up because I'll sure put it on there. You just got to see it. It's fucking hilarious. Oh, gosh, every time he comes in there, I just giggle. He comes looking for his LaToya. And I just be wondering, well, I mean, it's a bunch of old school cats that come in there, you know what I mean? And there's a couple of them that are interested in it. But why this one? Why are you entertaining this one when, you know what I'm saying, there's at least a better fucking...
She might be getting the money. That's why he ain't got no pants on.
Girl, boo.
Right.
What money? Because for the rest of the month, she buying his drink. So she ain't getting too much.
Hey. They got that gold dick award.
Mm-hmm. The giving it to him. It don't make a difference either way it go. I'm taking a picture next time I see him. I swear I am. That shit is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be a better sugar daddy out there if that's what it is.
I mean, he might be getting a retirement check and everything.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. You know, a lot of times the women dress their men, so he probably ain't got no woman to dress him. He probably got the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That sounds hilarious, them socks.
Wait,
that motherfucker told me, tell LaToya, I'm going to bring her lunch next week. He said, I got to go to rehab this week.
She's
giving me, right, and you should see him, you know what I'm saying? He got one of them, what movie was that? He got a lizard tongue it is so fucking funny looking. Y'all got to see. What I'm trying to say, there's a better fucking sugar daddy out there. This one is not the one. I don't understand. I don't understand. He's not the one.
Hey, man. Hold on. I back up what Sexy said. What you mean women dress the men?
I'm just saying, not all the time. Come on now. Mostly, if I go shopping, I shop for my man and buy him something that I want to see him in.
Right.
And it's normally nicer than what he'll pick out for himself.
Oh, now, I don't know about all that. I mean,
I'm just saying.
I dress myself, and I think that I'm a pretty fashionable dresser.
I'm not taking that from you.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that to say that.
Well, most men do feel that they're fashionable dresses.
Yeah, exactly.
But see,
with
I'll the, put
with
you
those
in something
sweaters
that,
and matching hats.
No, with them. What did you just say? Liquor store with them damn Nike, them basketball shorts, and them damn socks.
Hold on, y'all.
We got to get this site. I'm gonna get this site back up and running because I dress myself and I think I'm a damn good dresser. So, hell,
maybe, but
I think,
sometimes another woman, a woman can see, you know, see something that she'll like to see you in, and it could be a little bit nicer than your style. I'm just not taking
now,
your
see,
style.
See, a lot of times, a woman will make a motherfucker put on a thong. Here, wear this thong. It's gonna look sexy. No, it's
no, that's not cute. You can't even say no shit like that. I'm throwing up. No.
Not throwing up. She said she just threw up in her mouth.
Not no man in no thong. That is not cute. That's not sexy. But, I mean, just something, and then you get a lot of compliments, then what? You want my baby dress me?
I don't know about all
See, I knew it.
And long liquor. He gonna take some compliments, go home and long dick the shit out of her. He ain't gonna tell nobody his woman picked that outfit out.
Oh,
he's
you know
not
what?
Gonna do
now,
it.
Now, hey, I not to change the subject, but I need to know a question. Do anybody know the name of the song? It'd be like, I long dick her like, I've been trying to find it. I don't know the name to that song. Nobody know what the hell I'm talking
about.
Is it a new song? No, it's a new song. And he be like, a long dick or like,
No, never heard of it.
You old grandma over here.
I
think somebody. Damn, grandma.
Well, what are you? You don't know it either. Grandpa.
I want that damn song. Because it's like, you know, I don't listen to none of that new shit, but that song makes you feel like one of your uncles. You're like, oh, yeah, I can dance off that. Hey, nephew, play that song right there. A long dick and like, you know, you get behind, you know how your uncle just get behind your auntie and he get the pumping real hard. She's talking about, go on, talking about your crazy ass, Luke. Go on, Luke.
You gonna be somewhere. You gonna be somewhere like your daddy, listening to Willie B.
Damn right. Bitch, stop sucking for dick. Tell him what I got. 7 women in the palm of his hands. Willie D. Hey man, I'm gonna tell you. Now, come on, y'all. Y'all gotta agree with me. We got way better songs growing up than what the fuck they had.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got nine. This shit nine. I don't know who that little motherfucker is, but I know y'all done heard him, and if y'all anything like me, y'all done cut him the fuck off. That's all you hear. not Future. I don't even know who this dude is. It's like he haven't hit puberty yet. It's like his voice keep cracking.
You know what that's all.
Yeah, him. That dude, I be like,
I don't know what the hell he be saying.
And the only thing I know is the hood. Lifestyle. What the man, what the fuck is this dude saying?
I don't know. I cut off that. I'm in my Netflix zone. I cut that shit off every time I hear it. No. We're not doing that.
That motherfucker, what if
he
9? Get this shit off our radio.
In the no-play zone. He sounds like
all right.
He ain't been through puberty yet.
I'm going to tell you, now, we had some shit, like I said, I will admit, we had some shit, like, in hindsight, looking back at it, it was some lyrics that shouldn't have been said. And I take... Don't matter, just don't bite it. I mean, Part one was cool. Part two, you went a little far. This motherfucker say, he said the bitch suck, he said the bitch sucking my dick. I want to see her face. I think I ought to. I look over the seat. Oh shit, it's the preacher's daughter, and she's only 14 and a hoe, but suck a dick like a specialized pro. And I wasn't passing up the chance of getting my dick baptized. Okay, you just said this girl's 14. Nigga, you like 25 when you made the song.
Right.
Really? You talking about letting a 14-year-old suck your dick?
That ain't no different than in Belly when Keisha called old girl. And she was like, you know what I'm saying? He said, I'm too young. But I did suck his dick the night before last. I'm only 16. You know what I'm saying? Same shit. Same shit.
I agree. I can't do nothing but agree. And then he had the bitch in the car with her, like, sucking his dick. I said, God damn.
Mm-hmm. Same shit.
I will agree with that. I will agree with that one. But, God damn, it's like, and like I said, I know we have fucked up lyrics back then. But at least, I mean, as fucked up as they was, you could actually recite them. Now, I was like, I don't even know what the fuck you talking about.
What song? I want to hear it so I can laugh.
I don't know. It's just like, he'd be like, and I was, like, he sound like he like a little retarded kid, you know, just on the mic. Like, and you, like, you know, like, really, you know, you feel bad for the retarded kid, but you praise him like he's the greatest rapper of all time.
That's why I got my little speaker in the car, and I listen to the music that's on my damn phone, because I can't do the radio. I can't do it. I mean, my shit works, but I don't turn that motherfucker on unless I have to.
Now,
a little Bluetooth speaker. I listen to what I want to listen to.
All I'm saying is, I mean, I haven't heard a song. I ain't heard a song in the past 5 years that I could fuck off of. I'm sorry. I mean, is it one out here that y'all know?
Well, your nephew said can't raise a man.
That gotta be the worst song. There's no way in hell I will put that on my motherfucking. Okay, I'm finna make me. I mean, because you know, we all used to make those old slow song CDs, mm-hmm. just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, would you really put that song on now?
That's a good question. I'm talking about, is this some good groove music out now? I'm trying to think.
No, there's not. Sexy. You heard any songs on the radio just be like, ooh, yeah, this song make the motherfucker want to fuck.
What's his name, new song? No, that's more of a marriage song.
I'll let you think about it. Janine, what about you?
No, not really. And I don't need no music, no.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's nothing out here, nothing make you be
yeah,
like,
ain't
girl.
No, ain't no knocking the boots. None of that shit no more. None of that. Ain't no Shy. You know, y'all remember Shy. Shy, you had a couple of hits. Ain't no H Towns, ain't no Jodeci's no more. They don't have it. They just ain't got it. They not even talking about, you know what I'm saying, grooving no more. Now what that one song where he just come out and say, you know what I'm saying, she can suck my dick. I mean, literally, there's no passion in the music no more. Even the R&B artists don't even have no passion. Sam Smith found out this ain't love, but stay with me. You know what I'm saying? You basically, I don't love you, but I want to fuck. I mean, damn, really? Man, I'm not letting him have it no more. You got to go back to the early 90s for that.
I totally agree.
Did I shut everybody up?
No, I'm saying I was actually trying to think of a song, but it's just like there's nothing there. It's like really like it's
there's not that many. That's why I listen to her.
Now, I do like Sierra. I did like that song she made. That was sexy.
Which one?
I don't know. I can't remember the name of it.
Not
the hell to say I can
kiss her. Just kiss her.
That'll
make you want to go
do it. Oh, she got that central voice, Sierra. So I tend to listen to her songs.
You know, she done got knocked up. Them lips probably got big now. Okay, big. She ain't going to be looking all like that.
That was before she was pregnant.
I doubt it.
Right.
I doubt it. You know they got money. She can just go get that shit cut off. She ain't gonna blow up like that. They be swearing up and down. They got personal trainers. No, you got lipo. Ain't nobody stupid. How you just had a baby 2 weeks later, you pop back. Come on now.
Well, they say Beyonce finna have another one. Now, that's the rumor.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
Man, she's worth 300 something million. You know that motherfucker. I don't want no more kids, but shit. I knock Beyonce up.
What you gonna do? Get child support?
Okay.
You gonna take the kid? And be like, I'm taking the kid.
Hell yeah. Who at the door? It's Hobie, baby. Let me the fuck up out of here.
Stupid. Y'all heard Sherry Shepherd and Johnny Gill supposed to be a couple.
Wow.
Oh, I thought he was gay.
That's what I thought. They were saying a couple of years ago that him and Eddie Murphy was somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And now all of a sudden, him and Sherry Shepherd, she needs to quit. Didn't you just get divorced twice? What the
fuck?
That's
what I said. Didn't she just get divorced? Now she's lost her way.
Twice divorced. And this is like just in the last, 6 years or some shit like that.
Oh,
I don't think
goodness.
She needs to find no more relationships. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Mm.
Running you, I can't even see that. I just can't even see it. And I used to think
why not? What, Eddie got a hold of?
No. When he was younger, I used to think he was attractive.
Yeah, right. Right after Eddie and Will got into him, that's when he got to singing My, My, My.
Oh.
Crazy.
All right, y'all. We got to get ready to get up out of here. We gonna do like we always do. Say our whatevers. Liquor Store, you got any last words for us?
Man, I miss y'all. I really did. Don't do that shit no more. You need to be here on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Everybody have a good one. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.
That's what's up, man. Sexy. You got any last words for us?
Same thing. I do. I mean, I did miss y'all, and yeah, definitely. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.
What's up? That's what's up. Jadane, baby, you got any last words for us?
Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnam. Oh, baby. I'm about to watch him. Y'all have a good night.
All right,
oh, one more thing. I need to be doing what Janine was doing last night. Public service announcements. I'm gonna go knock on some doors real quick.
Wow, knock on some doors, girl.
Yeah, we're going to get this site back up and running real soon, y'all. Like I said, this the new season of Sin City. We're going to have fun. We're going to do it big. We're going to make some moves, y'all. So just stay tuned. Be ready. And when I say it's time to go, let's get it on. Thank everybody called in. Thank everybody listening via internet. Sin City Radio, we're out this biatch.